home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up.
Put three on the board.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I ain't getting no interviews. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the pits. We'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
Happy Friday. It's a big day at the station because Supreme Pay is going to we don't normally have Supremes dropping by, right? Do we? I mean, I can't think of the last one. That is, Jason and John will be joined by, I think it's today, isn't it? Is it today? Is it
indeed.
Today?
If the schedule's correct.
So I believe Supreme Pay. Yeah, so we're just the. Let's be honest. If I can be the warm up act for Supreme Bay, nothing I'd rather be.
Have you been getting high?
So, there's a question. So welcome to the warm up act. The for Supreme Bay, who will be coming on later today. We're gonna have Jason Smith, Supreme in his own particular way, in the next segment. Then Andy Kennedy is going to join us. Andy Kennedy, college basketball analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network, of course, former coach at Ole Miss, and he is going to chat with us about Tennessee and Memphis. So I look forward to that. Then Chris Harrington, of course. The Grizzlies play tonight, the Miami Heat. The next 48 hours.
Yes. Quite imperative.
Is a big 48 hours in Memphis.
Especially when you consider it's December.
In Memphis basketball.
Yeah.
You got a game tonight against the Heat for the Grizzlies. Then they got to change the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to the floor crew.
Shout out to the hard workers and the who are doing this stuff today. Over there for the next 48 hours. One of literally the same people. I'm sure. Tonight, they take apart.
I would think so, right?
Starting at whatever, 10 o'clock, right? They take everything down and all the other, whatever. And they put up the Tigers floor. And then as soon as Memphis plays Tennessee tomorrow at 11 in the morning. And then as soon as that's over, they quick change has nothing on these people.
No.
It's this is quick change construction version. Very impressive.
Also, what's quick change hiding behind all those hoops with curtains and whatnot, you know? These guys have to do it out in the open.
No, you're exactly right. They don't get hoops and stuff like that. No. I'll be honest, I don't think the quick change people are really changing clothes. I don't think so. It would be as if the people who were doing the floor changing just had to rip off one floor and there was the other floor automatically underneath it. And that's not the way it works.
These guys, they get the floor, and gals, they have to work.
The floor gets naked. And that quick change does not get naked in between changes.
The floor has to be vulnerable.
It's open and naked and vulnerable. And it's a very different job. So, yes, there will be a lot of activity. How about the decision to build FedEx Forum anyway?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Shout out to you.
I'm not taking credit for it, although others have given me credit for it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not taking credit for it. The credit is to the entire pursuit team that brought the Grizzlies here. Pitt and Staley and Andy and Gail Rose and on and on and on. And then, honestly, a lot of credit to Mayor Willie Harrington, who was, I think, controversial at the end of his tenure here. And yet...
He also made sure the location.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Mike Heisley would tell you that but for Willie Harrington, this stuff wouldn't have gotten done. And the city council that voted for it, even though it was more popular than the city council, the county commission, which voted for it marginally, even though it was basically unpopular. This is one of these deals that had it been put to a referendum, would have gone down in flames. Mm-hmm. People were saying, put it to a referendum. And let's let the people speak. And they said, oh, the people are speaking through their elected representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what they were.
Politics.
That's how it works.
We have a republic, not a democracy.
So they were speaking through their elected representatives, and their elected representatives said, we're building this sucker. And then they said, and there were two places. One was basically right across from AutoZone Park, and the other was where it is. And I stupidly said, let's put it right across from AutoZone Park, make sort of a gateway into the city, right? Well, now that we're having a new gateway anyway built, we're having this whole new project that's going to create a new entry to the city. But this was obviously, in retrospect, and not in retrospect, for the people who actually decided, it was not in retrospect, it was in advance. They said, no, we need to have it here where it can feed right into Beale Street and it can transform that area. And it's been unbelievable. It's been unbelievable. And it will be absolutely crackling over the next 48 hours with three basketball games. The team with Memphis on its jersey, right?
Yep.
What will the record with the team Memphis on its jersey be in these three games? I think the safest guess is 1-2. I would take 2-1.
Well, for sure.
Well, yeah, because then you get, I mean, yes. Then you've either got a monumental upset by the Tigers.
Yes.
Or you've got the Grizzlies sweeping.
Yes.
Two games.
Desperately.
And against a Houston Rockets team that just beat the Lakers. Well, James Harden scored 50.
Mm-hmm. It's a quiet 50, though.
So, I want 2-1. I'm holding out for nothing less than 2-1, but I think 1-2 is the likeliest scenario. Anyway, so it is a big, really big 48 hours of basketball in this city. Maybe that's why we're being graced by Supreme Bay. So once again, Jason Smith, then Andy Kennedy, then Chris Harrington, and then who knows? We might take some of your calls on Memphis versus Tennessee. I've now had an ethicist weigh in on this question. By the way, he sent me an email today, and I don't know about. I haven't been able to digest all the fine points of the is it okay to root for two teams, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It's too long an email.
Yeah, TLDR.
But he did wrap up with, we can all agree, of course, that it is never morally appropriate to be a fan of Arkansas.
Okay.
This is a
big pig city guy.
This is a professor at UTK at UT Knoxville. I wrote an ethics professor at Memphis and at Knoxville, and I got this response back, and seems to think there's something morally wrong with rooting for Arkansas. All right. There was also a football game last night. Incredible football game last night.
Yeah.
Incredible. And
guess which side I bet on.
The wrong side.
Yeah. Yet again, I found a way to bet on history.
That would be painful.
Yeah.
The way that unfolded.
Yeah. 99.3% chance of Kansas City winning at the 4 minute mark. With 4 minutes left to play.
What was the
line was 3 or 3.5.
You just needed him not to score that last touchdown.
Right. Or get a first down.
Or you could have had it go into overtime.
Yes.
In which case, sure. Pat Mahomes hit someone with a
yes.
And then it's over, and then you yes. And then you win.
Or I could have just had Kansas City. The Chargers had one timeout when Kansas City got the ball back with like 3:50 or whatever to play, 3:30 to play.
Right.
So all they had to do was get one first down. One first down.
No, they went 3 and out.
Yep.
And Philip Rivers, who you're constantly dogging,
mm-hmm.
is great.
Yep. Imagine if Eli Manning would have ripped his helmet off and berated the official like Philip Rivers did after the missed call.
I thought it was totally called for. It, mm-hmm. it was a ridiculous call.
Mm-hmm. With the clock winding down?
It was a ridiculous call. The officiating in that, well, maybe we'll talk. The officiating in that game was a total disaster.
Completely agree. Not
total,
great.
I mean, and particularly, it wasn't the officiating in the game, just the game. It was the officiating in the key sequence of
yes,
the game.
They were impacting
the game. Every single aspect of that.
Yes.
They missed the helmet to helmet, clear helmet to helmet, totally screwed the Chargers. Then on the next play, they called an unbelievably questionable pass interference. Mm-hmm. Do you believe it was a makeup call?
I just don't think they think like that. I don't think
they do either.
Like, because if they would think like that, that would imply like that they think they got it wrong in real time. Like they're not on. Like they're not.
They're not seeing what we see.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the next play, I think offensive pass interference. I
completely agree. That was a push off.
That was a push off. So
yes.
Literally, boom, boom, boom.
He had
boom.
His full arm extended.
Right. So boom, boom, boom. Like every single place they screwed it up.
Yeah.
And then you lost money. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Okay.
First time in franchise history that the Chargers won a game in which they were trailing with 5 minutes to go.
I wrote a column about this Memphis-Tennessee game. I'm just thrilled that, well, let's hear a little bit from Penny. Penny talked yesterday, did a media availability, and just to get a sense of it, we have a rule here. If we ever have a chance to listen to Penny, we take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much of this we'll listen to, but here's a little Penny Hardaway on Memphis versus Tennessee.
Well, should be.
Here's a little, very little. It's coming. We believe. Possibly.
Going to take a team effort. Those two guys are special. They understand how to play the game. They have high IQs, and their energy level is through the roof for 40 minutes. And, man, whoever's guarding them is going to have to be attentive, going to have to be physical, and you're going to have to be ready to get hit the entire game and hit back. Really hit first. But that's what they bring to the table, though, those two guys.
What do you see as the stakes? I mean, it's your first year. What are the stakes if you want to lose this game?
Well, obviously, if you win, it's huge. You know, you just had a team that beat the number one team in the nation a couple days before, and then you play them and beat them on your home floor, so that's huge. If you lose a game, then you just try to figure out what it did that cost you to lose the game. Either way, it's going to be a learning experience for both if we win the game, and I'm speaking, you know, that we're going to win. You know, I just feel confident that I have to have the confidence in my guys. I'm not going to go and tell my guys we're going to lose, but obviously both ways you learn from it, and if you win, it puts you on a different level.
Would it be fair to say that the pressure's on
them? I think anytime a top team goes on a road to a non-ranked team in the nation, it is a lot more pressure on them. They have to get the job done, you know, and I'm sure they played some really good teams this year. You know, obviously Kansas and Gonzaga. To come in here, they have to take care of business. And we know that it's a business trip for them. And we've been in this situation before in the past with the Tigers, in a situation of playing them, and they were a top-ranked team. And, you know, it is a little pressure on them.
Were you at 1 versus 2?
Yes, I was.
What do you remember?
I just remember the energy in the building before the game even started. You can just feel that energy in the building, and it was nothing short of greatness watching that game. It was a heavyweight championship fight, and we ended up losing, but, you know, it was just one of those games where they just, whoever had the ball last was going to win it, and whoever was going to make that big defensive stop and make a bucket. So those are the type of games that fans love to come and see.
Could this series be back? I mean, obviously you're going to get this program where
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hoping to get our program back to where it used to be. Tennessee, Coach Barnes has done an excellent job of bringing in the right guys, changing the culture around there in Tennessee, and they're getting back or putting themselves in a position to be dominant over the next few years. And you know, we have to do the same thing. We have to get the guys to understand that we're trying to get on that level. And this weekend is going to it's going to be an opportunity to start that process.
You don't seem scared. Some people don't want to play teams like Tennessee or Ole Miss or Arkansas because they're afraid they're going to lose recruits to those places. This does not seem to scare you.
No, it doesn't, because competition is healthy. You know, I love that, you know, those SEC teams are around here that are playing in supposedly a better league, and all the teams are better than all the teams in our league, and we have an opportunity to prove that we can play with anybody in the country. So I'm not afraid to play anybody. I always want to play a good schedule so that my guys know where they are.
Playing games early along those lines, like LSU, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, how has that helped this team prepare for Saturday?
Well, it's helped us tremendously to play at LSU. Because they tried to knock us out at halftime. We came back in the beginning of the second half and went on like a 12-0 run. The Oklahoma State game wasn't really playing poorly, and then they went like a five-minute span. They just pushed the lead out, and we couldn't sustain from there or get back into the game from there. And then Texas Tech, everybody knows we had 34 minutes of great basketball, and then for a three-minute span, they took over the game and then never looked back. So those games are preparing us for games like Saturday. I hope the atmosphere Saturday is as crazy as it's ever been, as loud as it's ever been, to where I'm going to be so hoarse that I can't even do the media afterwards. My voice is gone. I mean, that's how I want it to be.
How many cough drops will it take?
It's going to take about 12 on Saturday for sure. I usually do two or three. I'm going to be popping them every 3 seconds. Seriously, it's going to be one of those games, and I can feel that the fans want this game as bad as we want it. The Tennessee fans are bragging right now and sitting in a great spot, which is deservedly so. They've earned it. One thing that I do know about them is they're not going to come in overconfident. They're going to come in understanding what could happen, and they're still the hunters. You know, they're saying we're not the hunted because we're at three. Until they get the number one, they feel like, hey, we're still hunting the big dog. So we have to do the same thing. My clearest memory of when I played Tennessee, I lost at Tennessee. My cousin, LaMarcus Golden, was a starting point guard with Allen Houston, and Lane Wiseman was on that team. So I remember that team that we lost to at Thompson Boyden Arena. I just remember it being really bright in there, really bright. That
did you beat them here? Did you
I don't remember playing them here. Maybe in the history, I don't know if we played them here. If we did, then I don't think we won that game either. We might have been 0-for against Tennessee. That's not good.
Time to beat Tennessee.
Yes. It's time.
Was this like the top game when you're scheduling, like that you wanted to bring back with this event, that game for you?
Well, obviously, you know, the LSU game was supposed to be, but Tennessee is, you know, was going to be, you know, coming off winning the SEC last year. You knew that they were going to come in and be good, but man, they've soared up. Even with having a loss to Kansas, which is a game that they should have won, soaring back up and beating the number one team in the nation, they keep giving themselves opportunities to move up. And we keep giving ourselves opportunities to move up. You beat Texas Tech, you beat LSU at LSU, and then all of a sudden you beat Tennessee, then it's a different story on the season for this team. So we keep giving ourselves opportunity to move up.
There's Penny Hardaway. It is going to be, I love that line, it's going to be a 12 cough drop night. He's going to be popping them every 3 seconds. And to me, that's what's fun about this. I think that, you know, the Vols should win this game. But to have a game that feels like this, that creates this level of excitement, this level of anticipation, that will have a full house. I had someone on Twitter said he's in the Philippines and he's going to get up whenever he has to go to wherever he has to go to watch, make sure he can watch this game. And it's that kind of a game. And it's been a long time since there has been that kind of a game. I asked Jeremiah Martin yesterday what was the biggest game he's ever played in at FedEx Forum, and he said Cincinnati last year when they came in ranked number nine. Well, if you recall, that game, that Memphis had to give away 2,000 tickets in order to just get a respectable crowd. So that's how things have changed.
And Gary was on the sideline.
And Gary was on the sideline. We're going to get to Jason in a moment. In the meantime, let me tell you, if you are noticing cracks in the wall of your home, maybe you're putting up your tree and you notice cracks in the wall of your home. I was actually talking to John Martin about this. He said, there's cracks in the wall of my home. I said, John, you could have a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you have a serious problem. Like, there's no reason not to call Redeemers Group.
No reason at all.
No reason at all. They'll come out, John, they'll come to your house free of charge. Just give them a call, 541-8765, 541-8765. Figure out what those cracks are all about. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete leveling, basement waterproof. If you got water coming anywhere in your house, if you got water in the garage or water in the basement or water in the crawl space, they'll look at that. They'll give you a assess the situation. They will give you an estimate if you have a problem. Maybe things are cool, but maybe you have a problem. And if you have a problem, you'll give me an estimate. If you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional $50 off the repair project. But I don't know if we mentioned this or not. And I mean, this is directed to you, John. It doesn't cost a single penny. Just set up an appointment, have an expert come out. How often can you get something like that done for free? You can with Redeemers Group. Local company that's been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Give them a shout, 541-8765, 541-8765. Or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. When we come back, Jason Smith's going to join us. After that, Andy Kendi. After that, Chris Harrington. It's Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee 38119.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Men, you're probably hearing a lot of talk about erectile dysfunction pills and how cheap and easy it is to treat ED with just a click or a call. Well, the Memphis Men's Clinic wants you to know that those little blue pills may not be for everyone. Over time, the responsiveness they promise can wear out and the nasty side effects can increase. In fact, many of our patients are guys who've become frustrated with the performance of those pills. At Memphis Men's Clinic, we go way beyond prescribing a simple pill. Our physicians offer a precision approach that delivers an effective dose of medicine designed to minimize side effects and prolong effectiveness, and works in minutes, not hours, like pills. Call 901-443-0304 to schedule your $99 office visit at the Memphis Men's Clinic. The appointment is free if our medicine doesn't work for you. Call Memphis Men's Clinic today, 901-443-0304, for treatment that goes beyond pills. Improve your performance. Improve your life.
If you're looking for one of the largest selections of engagement rings at 50% off retail every day, shop Diamond Brokers of Memphis. If you're looking for top quality GIA certified diamonds from all over the world at just 10% over cost, shop Diamond Brokers of Memphis. And if you're looking for one of the largest selections of diamond stud earrings at wholesale pricing, shop Diamond Brokers of Memphis. Diamond hoops, tennis bracelets, necklaces, and more. Diamond Brokers of Memphis. It's a special place at the corner of Poplar and Brookhaven Circle where you get more diamond for your dollar. Let the knowledgeable staff at Diamond Brokers of Memphis help you find the perfect engagement ring or that special gift for the holidays. Be sure and let them know that you heard this ad. You'll receive an additional 10% off select items. Visit Diamond Brokers of Memphis showroom at 5134 Poplar Avenue. Also on Instagram, Facebook, or DiamondBrokersOfMemphis.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is the place where you will save 50 to 80% off retail prices, retail store prices every single day of the week. Plus, if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, that's an additional 10% off. So it's not 50 to 80% off. It's 60 to 90% off retail store prices every single day of the week. That's why it's been named the best mattress store in Memphis in 2015, 16, 17, and 18. Well, that plus they cover the best names in mattresses. Herta, iComfort, Simmons, Beauty Rest. Listen, this is a time of year where we all need a good night's sleep. A lot going on. But if you want something in addition, maybe you're getting someone something else for Christmas that's not a mattress. They got furniture. Whole showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. People love them. 500 positive reviews over there with the Bezer Better Business Bureau customer rating. And they got all kinds of financing available up to 48 months. Again, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You get an additional 10% off anything in the store. Sleepy Z's located 2790 Kirby Whitten Road, corner Summer Avenue, right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a shout, 692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Join now, as you can tell by the music, by Jason Smith.
Hello.
Hello, Supreme Bay stopping by your show
Hello,
today.
Hello, Supreme. Hello.
Do you know what he looks like now?
No, because he's been in the desert. I don't know. He's been somewhere in Arizona, and I don't think any of us have seen him in a while. Don't know what he looks like now.
Didn't they have pictures of him when they did the feature story about, like, what is he up to?
That's what got John reach out first, that story right there. And maybe there were a few. I didn't think about it. Maybe there were a few pictures there. I don't particularly remember. But we saw sort of the change. You know, the shorts getting shorter, the hair changing. Then he became his own style. And I think, and he's talked about
this. Did he have a clothing line or something?
Oh, yeah, he still does. I think, and I don't want to be mistaken on this. He says that Kelly Oubre, who's in the NBA now, obviously, has sort of kind of ripped off his style. Like you know, short shorts,
right.
You know, different, you know, skinny jeans, but everybody wears skinny jeans now. But Chris has got his own deal.
Well, I don't.
Excuse me, you don't. Supreme Bay has got his own deal. But I think if you want to know maybe how he looks now, look at Kelly Oubre. I think maybe that's, I don't know.
I think the original story was in Fansided, and I presume they are presenting the pictures as if these are,
like, what he looks like now. Do you see it?
Yes. So he kind of has a little of the Odell Beckham thing going, where he's got the kind of the blonde on top.
What was that clearly, story? Clearly, that's about a year ago, year and a half ago?
Let's see. The
I think it was.
The date. That
so that's what got John.
How popular is Chris Douglas Roberts?
I mean, he's still beloved here. Anytime he talks, or John tweets about him, people go crazy.
Right, now, of
because
course,
it's part of the mystique, because we haven't seen him.
Here's
so
the question,
long,
is if he were just, I don't mean this in any judgmental way, if he were, I was going to say normal, but I'm not going to say normal, conventional.
He thinks he's
if he were conventional, that's what was said. Yeah, if he were a conventional Chris Douglas Roberts, in other words, there's a clear, no question, anytime you have him on, or people go crazy, partly because he's, it's wild now.
So spicy.
Like, it's so, yes.
Let's just be real.
If November 15th, 2017. So 13 months. Yeah.
If he were conventional Chris Douglas Roberts, how beloved?
Same.
I think he's pretty darn beloved.
Same. All-American status. Dunked on Kevin Love status. I mean, that earns you lifetime belovedness when it comes to Tigers basketball. When you punch on Kevin Love the way he did. No, he'll always be special with Tigers fans. Doesn't matter. I think it only adds to the mystique and the awe that he's kind of in, you know, in this world now that we're all trying to get to know him again. I love that he's, you know, apparently coming back and wanting to
re-embrace
back to
doing some
yes.
stuff.
Now, this is a credit to young John Martin, who this man, CDR, was off the grid. He wasn't talking. He said, don't email me or text me. He told that to the public. And John Martin has not only gotten him to come out and talk, but apparently as well, he's inspired him to give back, I think John said. Our talk has inspired CDR. Thank you, John.
That's what John does for me. Inspires me every day.
Inspires you to talk.
Inspires me to hide under the covers, hide under the bed.
He's a special young man.
He is a special young John Martin. You call him. That's great. We're calling him young John Martin. Well, that'll be fun.
Should be. Hopefully.
You know what? It does make me miss a little bit the days when, and I don't. This is maybe a little inside baseball. The days when we could talk to players in the locker room.
Oh, man, yes.
You just go to, you got to know CDR, well, right? You just go talk to him.
Here's the other part of it. We could write you better stories when that was the case.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it with the way it's set up now, and this is not a complaint because I know it's not trendy to listen to guys, you know, complain about, you know, how they cover the team, but it makes so much sense. When you put the kids up on the podium, right, and you put Penny up there, first off, you've got a select amount of time, but the questions can only be...
Yeah, you can't follow it.
You can't tell a story, right? You're not in that locker, and you can't really get those feelings. That kid's up on that podium. He's got a light in his face. You know, he's trying to get off. And again, here's the other part of it. That's serious. We all have the same quotes. We've all got the same sort of story,
right,
for the most part. Whereas, you know, when you're in the locker room,
you talk to whoever you want to talk to, you get whatever.
And I promise,
you can go deeper.
It's not
more
us complaining
thoughtful.
That makes it hard for us. It's us wanting to give you a better story, right. And we can do that when you can talk to them individually.
Is it to control the? Because it does
the
control
message.
The quotes.
Oh, there's no question.
It also, I mean, though,
the big
it also
is.
That's part of it. It's also every quote is in front of the branded. The thing that they hang there, right? The logo stuff, right? Everything.
Right. That's big, too.
They also want that part of it. Anyway, then this
and that. And it's not just a Memphis thing. That's everywhere now.
Yeah,
Everybody's done this.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you expect from the game?
Well, I expect Tennessee to come in here and play well. They'll just, because they've been through it already this year in terms of the big game, Kansas played all the big teams, obviously it knocked off number one Gonzaga. They will not be intimidated by any. And clearly this team wouldn't intimidate him, but in the atmosphere, you feel like, you know, this is a team that obviously last year was very successful, killed it in the SEC, and I think Rick Barnes opened all of our eyes. Holy cow. I mean, none of us thought
Rick
that he was going to do this
let's
there.
Let's be honest, was perceived as a tubby-esque
hire.
Oh,
no question about it, and all of us did it. And so he deserves all the credit in the world. Last year, they run through the SEC. It's like, holy cow. And now, you know, they bring everything back. And now they're recruiting five stars, so it's like, holy cow, they're going to be good for a while. Great job, Tubby, getting this series back going because it's perfect timing for everything.
It's going to be fun for the next couple of years. I asked GP this. It is good that Tubby got the series going, and you got to
give him credit for it. No question.
If it had been Tubby coaching this team, it would not have the buzz around it, though. It wouldn't be a sellout.
No.
I asked.
So it took all of it.
Yeah, I asked Jeremiah what the biggest game he ever played in at FedEx Forum was. And he said the Cincinnati game last year, number 9, Cincinnati came in. And, you know, that's the game where they gave away 2,000 tickets. Mm. That's how rough it was. I was trying to think of the last big game. Like, it's been a long time since we've had big games. There were really no big games in either of Tubby Smith's years.
Right.
Nothing counts. I don't count LSU 2 years ago. Do you?
No, I don't either. No.
I think Josh's last year, there were no big games.
Not his last year, no.
I don't think the year before that there were big games because that was the year where they lost to Christian Brothers, and then they got blown out by Wichita State. And there were some games that mattered, some, but like people were really down on them that year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last big games was the year before that. When they played Louisville?
That's it, 13-14. You're nailing it. Yes, go ahead.
It is interesting, though. A week later, they played SMU at home, and SMU was ranked as well.
At 18,182 in there.
So are we counting that as the last big game? And my comment today, I said the last, because I don't remember the vibe around that.
It wasn't as, it's senior night, senior day, you know, so there's some of that in there. But it wasn't as electric as Louisville was, but there were more than 18,000 people in the building.
There were, yes.
Okay.
And then it was after that game they got smashed by Connecticut.
Oh,
And that
Niles
felt like
get five, if I'm not mistaken.
That was the end.
Crazy.
Didn't that feel like that was the end?
Yes, it was eerie in there that day. The life got sucked out of the building, and it felt got sucked out of the program.
It was
that
humiliating.
Day. It was. It was the first time under, maybe not the, you know, the first time you felt humiliation, you know, losing a game. Maybe you thought you were going to win under Josh, but it was the first time you got embarrassed and started to say, where's this thing going to go?
Embarrassed on your home floor.
Your home floor, it was here.
And it looked
and it
like,
was,
just like.
By the end of the game, it was dead in the floor.
Like,
I mean,
it also looked like coaching, like cover the dude, you know.
Like get on, like, why is Niles so open and
right,
getting repeatedly open shots?
Again and again.
Who's a good shooter, but shouldn't be the guy that kills you.
Yeah.
You're right there. And there, Gonzaga that year was big, 18,000.
That was earlier. Right.
Temple drew 18,000 that year, if you can believe it. Temple drew 18,172. That year,
that was the last big year.
And then
they got smashed by UConn. That
it
was the beginning
changed.
Of the end. Then they
changed.
Lost to Christian Brothers at the beginning of that year.
Austin transferred.
And I feel like.
Quick.
I feel like this is, not competitively, because he obviously doesn't have them where they want him, but in terms of the vibe, this is the first game since that UConn game. Just, it's like the UConn game sucked everything out of the building.
You're absolutely right.
And this is putting it back into the building.
Yes. And it will be, we talked about this yesterday. There will be more people, apparently, at this game than there were for one versus two. Now, according to the University of Memphis, was not a sellout. It did not reach 18,400 people. It was like 18,376, something like that. And now they've obviously announced this is a sellout at 18,400. It's going to be electric. I think we got a taste of it at Madness. Remember right at 7 o'clock,
right.
And that thing's
buzzing? Oh, right. Yeah,
it felt like you could throw some raw meat out there.
Right.
People were going to eat. They were just going to tear it up if you,
right.
you know, anything Memphis. And... But obviously, this will be longer. It will be, and there'll be more of a.
How quickly,
the only problem
though?
Is
like, what
you don't
happens?
Get hours of buildup. If it had been a night, you know, a little
right.
bit different. But you'll still
what
be pumped.
What happens though? If what happens if they're down 22-8 quickly?
Well, the problem with a morning game down 22-18 quickly,
and 22-8.
22-8. If you get down,
I mean,
quickly,
you're 20.
People,
like, is it? Yeah,
people
like,
will sit on their hands.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We have a tendency to do that here, and especially during those early games. So until you got to show them something before they'll get, you know, before they'll, you know, go, and you got to wake up a little bit. That's typically how. And it's not just here. That's everywhere. I think in most. But when you've got an early game like that, they get down early. People will be sitting on their hands, and then you can't capitalize as much. You can ride that crowd
the Yale
that's sitting
game
behind
was
you. It
insane.
Can be
insane.
When
Yale
you've got
game.
That many people behind you, yes, it can be a factor in the game.
Yeah.
And hopefully for Memphis, they don't fall behind like that, and they give something, you know, to the fans
you
that cheer about early,
be
and
nice.
They're in it for the entire time, so Memphis can hopefully use it as an advantage. It's loud. You're making Tennessee yell. They can't communicate. That can actually have an effect on the game. So that's where the crowd can come into play.
Jason, thank you very much. I look forward to your show today and every day. Let's
thank
be
you,
honest.
Brother.
From 11
for
to
everything. I'm two. Working on the Wingaroo.
We have, we're going to take a break because Andy Kennedy is coming up next. Jeff Glock and Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Looking for a thoughtful, memorable gift idea? Give someone a gift card to one of my favorite Memphis restaurants, Bounty on Broad. Do that, and you give them not just a thing, but an unforgettable experience. Bounty on Broad is a beautiful restaurant that makes you feel warm just to walk in the place. And the food is farm to table and exquisitely prepared. I've always loved the cornbread-crusted fried oysters. It's one of my favorite dishes in all of Memphis. But I'm also crazy about the braised pork shank, the Moroccan-spiced lamb ribs, the crispy Brussels sprouts, the creative drinks, the welcoming bar, and the sumptuous Saturday and Sunday brunch. The point is, give a gift certificate to Bounty on Broad, and you're guaranteed to make someone happy this holiday season. Bounty also does private parties and has a special seasonal holiday menu. So give them a call at 410-8131. That's 410-8131. Or just stop by at 2519 Broad Avenue. Make someone's holidays merrier with a gift of Bounty on Broad.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy. guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery Holiday Instant Games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important. Like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Andy Kennedy, college basketball analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. Of course, longtime coach at Ole Miss. Andy joins me now. Andy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Jeff. You?
I'm tremendous. We're looking forward to a fun event here at FedEx Forum tomorrow. I think, honestly, last time you played here, you won, didn't you? 2 years was you beat Josh. Was that? Is that?
I think so. We went in. We restarted, I guess, the Ole Miss Memphis series. I don't know where that is now, but we had played a couple of games and we went in there and were able to win. If you remember, that was the night that the power went out in downtown Memphis. Oh, you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yes. So there were conversations as to whether or not we were going to be able to play the game because they had no power.
Well, we will hope not to have that situation tomorrow. First of all, tell me about Tennessee. What do you think of Tennessee?
Tremendous. You know, the job that Rick Barnes has done there in such a short period of time is nothing less than spectacular. I personally think Rick Barnes is going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, and I think that this Tennessee team may seal that decision. If they can stay healthy, they can stay whole. They're playing at a really, really high level. And for them to beat Gonzaga last Sunday, I was in the SEC studios in Charlotte watching the game. And for them to win that game, despite Grant Williams, their best player, and the conference player of the year from last year being on the bench having fouled out, just kind of speaks to where they have grown as a program. Admiral Schofield, has turned himself into a potential NBA player. They get contributions from a number of different guys in their backcourt, and they are so fundamentally sound on both sides of the ball, they're going to give themselves a chance to have a real run throughout the course of this regular season and then into the postseason.
It's interesting because it obviously wasn't a glamorous hire. You know, people like the shiny new toy, and Rick Barnes at Texas once upon a time was the shiny new toy. When he got to Tennessee, he wasn't the shiny new toy. What is it about Rick? I mean, he built it sort of the old-fashioned way. Now he's actually recruiting five stars, but at the time he wasn't. How did he do it?
I think he's a great evaluator of talent. I think he got guys that fit the personality that he's trying to develop in the culture of that program. Again, I think he's an underrated basketball coach. He's won everywhere that he's went. You know, he was at Texas for a lifetime. And, you know, trust me, I just experienced it. You just, in coaching, there is a shelf life.
Yep.
And he far exceeded that at Texas. And there were some rumblings, hey, we won't change for change's sake. And when you get an appetite for change, there's really nothing you're going to do to stop that. So there was an appetite for change. They made the move. Tennessee was just very, very fortunate that they were in a coaching transition as well and that he was available. He fits there like hand in glove from really all aspects. And now Phil Fulmer, an ex-great coach, is his athletic director. So I see that program just continuing to get stronger.
Admiral Schofield is a great story. Obviously, drains the winning shot. Well, first he banks one in, but then he totally. Is it interesting? He's not your prototypical NBA prospect. He's obviously a great college, turned himself into a great college player. Is he an NBA? Like, what is he?
You know what? He would have to be a big wing, but he's just so big and strong. Right. That, you know, in this day and age of positionless basketball, He's really the epitome of that. He's about 6'5". He's got great length, but his physical strength, I think, is what gives him a chance. When he first came to Tennessee, I guess it was Rick's first year, he was playing, you know, a power forward slot. He was kind of a face four. Well, his game has evolved now where they can play him, Grant Williams, and Kyle Alexander along their front line and really play him at the three. And, again, he overpowers small forward with his physical dominance. That's the one thing that Memphis will have to – there's a number of things that Memphis will have to be very, very good at tomorrow in order to give themselves a chance. But the one thing is the physicality that they're going to face from a Tennessee team that I think even surprised Gonzaga, and Gonzaga has played a who's who of college basketball to this point in the season.
Well, that is the biggest problem facing Memphis. They're just – I mean, they're young, but they're also small. And Tennessee is – how do – if you are Memphis – and you are that much smaller, pretty much right along at every position. What do you do? Like, what's the approach?
Well, you know, I've been really, you know, I'm a Penny Hardaway fan first and foremost, and I think he's going to do great things in that program. I've got a lot of respect for Memphis Tiger basketball and the history and the lineage and all of the things that have transpired in the past, going way back to when my former coach Gene Bartow, you know, took them to the Final Four way back when. I think that they've got to play fast, which they're going to do anyway, and, you know, they're going to have to make perimeter shots. They're going to have to play in the open floor as best they can, but in order to get the open floor, you've got to get defensive stops, and then you've got to secure your defensive glass. To me, that is point one and two in the scouting report. We've got to get some stops. We've got to try to turn Tennessee over, which sometimes you can do. You'll get them playing a little fast, and then you've got to do a good job on your defensive glass to get out in the open floor to let Tyler Harris and Jeremiah Martin make plays in the open floor against an unset Tennessee defense where the physicality will then not be as prominent.
Let me get back to Penny just real quick. When he was hired, there wasn't, you know, obviously there was great celebration here because he's beloved and everything else. Around the country, there was some skepticism because he'd obviously never coached at the college level before. I take it you were not, even in that moment, one of the skeptics?
No, because I obviously my time at Ole Miss, I've gotten to know Penny pretty well. You know, Tony Matlock was on my staff for a number of years, and his relationship with Penny goes back to the to the college days, and I'd seen what he had done. You know, he wasn't a typical ex-NBA Hall of Fame guy that just says, hey, I want to pick up coaching because I'm bored. He was in it. You know, he was running high school practices. He was loading up the minivan and taking him on these AAU circuit deals. So he understood the grind so much better than I think someone who hadn't experienced it at that level knows. So I felt like he was all in. He was going to hire a first-class staff that he did. Obviously, Memphis Tiger basketball still has cachet, most especially in the city, but I think even around the country, and Penny is going to certainly make good use of that.
What's Tony bring to the table?
Tony's a grinder. Tony's a basketball lifer, you know, point guard in college, has that same mentality. Very good on the court, great relationship with kids, hard worker. And I think he's the only guy on Penny's staff that came right from the college ranks. So I think he'll be the kind of the guy giving them guidance in the office as to, you know, the way things are done from a logistical standpoint for intercollegiate athletics.
Talking to Andy Kennedy, college basketball analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. I don't know how much you've been able to see them. Have you seen much of Memphis, and what strikes you about them watching them?
Yeah, I've seen them, you know, periodically. I saw them when they were down in Orlando a couple of games. I saw them play LSU early in the year. Tyler Harris, you know, it doesn't surprise me what he's doing. He reminds me a lot of Jared Harper, who's having great success at Auburn, and his ability to score the basketball. And he's doing it at a pretty efficient rate for a guy that's only got 9 games in his college experience. He's, you know, making close to 3 threes a game at just under 40%, which is pretty incredible. To your point earlier, there are some obvious deficiencies as it relates to size and strength inside, and those problems will be addressed with recruiting moving forward.
Yeah. Did you recruit any of did you recruit Jeremiah? Did you recruit any of these guys? I mean, you obviously were familiar with them.
Alex Lomax really hard. You know, we recruited Alo really hard. I remember Kevon Davenport. We were in the market, as we always were at Ole Miss, for a late signee, and he was available. I saw him play in Hutch, good player. We were very familiar with Tyler Harris. We had already had a commitment from a guard, but I knew Tyler was going to be a tremendous player because of his work ethic, the way that his dad had worked him at such an early age, and his ability to make shots.
How good is this recruiting? I don't know how much. I presume you saw a lot of James Wiseman and DJ Jeffries along
Definitely.
The way.
Yeah, love DJ Jeffries, love his family. Not surprised at all that he was going to end up being a Tiger. He's going to be a tremendous player. And I think James Wiseman's special. His physical attributes, his length, his athleticism, his ability to be versatile in a number of ways, both offensively and defensively. I started thinking about when I was on hold, even in the Cal years, the final 4 years, I don't think Cal ever had a Tiger that had the skill set and the dimensions that James Wiseman brings to the table. He's a pretty unique player, and I think he's got a chance to do special things. Now, let's be honest, he probably won't be there long.
No.
God willing, he stays healthy. You know, Tiger should enjoy him for the 8 to 10 months they'll have it.
It is funny, though. He clearly won't be here long. I happened to say on the air at one point that Malcolm Dandridge, I said one of the great things about Malcolm Dandridge is he's going to be here for 4 years, and someone put that on Twitter, and Malcolm Dandridge tweeted back immediately, 2 years max, brother, or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Like,
yeah. I mean, 4 years, you're putting the curse on it.
I'm sorry. I am deeply apologetic. It is amazing, though. Like, he thinks he's going to be I hope he is. Like, I hope he has the kind of success. But I guess and you've dealt with that as a coach, right?
Just the mindset, exactly. It's just the mindset. It's the day and age we live. It's a mindset. Malcolm Dandridge is a good player as well. I'm glad you brought him up. We recruited him when I was at Ole Miss. Big, strong body, and he's going to be a great complement. All 3 of those guys are not only, you know, terrific players in and out of their own right, but they're great complements to one another. So it'll be exciting future for Memphis Tiger basketball.
Yeah, he'll be very good for the 2 years that he's here.
That's right. Probably going to turn down every interview request you get.
And then lastly, Andy, obviously you came in here with Ole Miss. You also came in here with Cincinnati before that. Last year when Cincinnati came in here, they had to give away 2,000 tickets to get a respectable crowd. It's just kind of nice. I don't know what's going to happen in the game tomorrow. Obviously, I think Tennessee probably is going to take care of business, but it must be nice for even you. You've experienced this place when it is rocking at its loudest. I don't know if it's one of those Cincinnati games or an Ole Miss game or whatever, but it's nice to have the vibe back, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. Again, I as I said earlier, I understand the importance of Tiger basketball to the city of Memphis. It's in their blood. It's in their culture. Long storied history, and I'll be watching. I'll be in studio in Charlotte, and I'll be watching and really looking forward to, seeing this rivalry renewed. I'm glad that it's back. For some reason, it went away for a few years, which made no sense. I'm glad that it's back, and looking forward to seeing Memphis basketball continue to grow under Penny's leadership.
Andy, you were awfully gracious to join us. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. Yep, that is Andy Kennedy, college basketball analyst for ESPN and the SEC Network. He's great, isn't he? And it's interesting. We always thought that he would be a good fit at Memphis, and I think he would have been a good fit at Memphis, don't
you? Oh, yeah. But, I mean, as you've pointed out, what if, you know, there was a movement, I think, by some people to go get him after Josh and had
if that happened, I think he would have been here and been successful.
And I don't think Penny Hardaway would be coaching tomorrow.
Or if, let's say they had let Josh when he got his big offer from USC.
Yep.
Let's say they said, Josh, you take it. Go ahead, take it. And then they'd gotten Andy. I think Andy would be the coach at Memphis right now.
I agree. And I think he would have been incredibly successful because I think he's a really good coach.
Yep, because he gets it. Cooper Systems, by the way, they get it at Cooper Systems. The days are dwindling. Shopping days are dwindling. And I bet there's someone in your circle who would like a new computer. No place better to get that done than Cooper Systems. I was in there the other day. They've got Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo. They got everything. If you want they can build you a gaming computer that'll basically launch a rocket. Or if you just want to fiddle around on a little laptop, they can help save you money there. If you have, it's just overwhelming, honestly, how different it is an experience than shopping at a place where you're waiting in line with someone with a blue name tag. Because whether it's repairs or whether it's sales, they take care of you. And they make sure that you fire up the machine, that you know how to work it, that you know the ins and outs. If you have a question later and you want to call them, they'll answer the phone. It'll be Lee and Lauren Cooper. You can ask them. You can bring this machine back in if you have a question. It'll be the same people who sold you the machine. It is done the way that it should be done, honestly. You're not a number. You are a person at Cooper Systems. And this time of year, it's nice to be treated like a person, honestly, given all the hustle and bustle. So stop in, see what they have. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Or give them a call. It's Cooper Systems, Lee and Lauren Cooper, at 360-9679, 360-9679. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Chris Harrington's going to join us. Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Shopping for boots this Christmas? Then get to Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, where you'll find over 5,000 pair and over 250 different styles of Western boots and work boots for the entire family, all at prices that meet or beat the online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list or even yourself? Now for the month of December, all adult Ariat boots are $20 off the already low price. That's right, $20 a pair off Ariat boots, Cowboy Corner's best-selling brand. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Let's up your life with Let's. Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads.